الحمد لله فتاح المنان ذا التول والفضل والإحسان الذي من علينا بالإيمان وفضل ديننا على سائر الأديان ومحاب حبيبه وخليله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عبادة أوثان فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين أما بعد Indeed, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous amounts of favors that He every single day of our lives have continued to favor us with. Favors that we cannot even start to thank Him for. We cannot even start to glorify Him for these favors. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator. And one of those great favors, one of those big favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has bestowed upon you and I, He has given to you and I, He has favored us as being part of it, is that you and I are part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such an ummah and such a nation, although we will be the last, yet still to enter Jannah, to enter that world of everlasting bliss, in which each and every single desire is fulfilled, we'll be the first to do it. Such a nation that Anbiya alayhi wassalam from the past they made dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be part of this nation. And our deen, being part of this nation, it is so perfect that sometimes because of our ignorance, because of our lack of knowledge, because of the weakness of our iman and because of the weakness of our faith, we do not recognize the completeness of this deen. We don't recognize how big a favor this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed and given to you and I. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, that today I have completed, I have perfected, there is not a single thing that is needed again. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, your religion, it is complete, perfect. Nothing is needed again in it. There is no dent and there is no defects. There is no nuqsan and there is no defects in it, no decrease in this religion. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and Allah is saying to us that He has completed His favors upon you and I. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, and He is pleased that this religion of Islam, He is pleased that our deen and our religion is Islam. Concerning this one ayat, this one verse of Quran, commentators mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are three big points that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to grasp from it. He wants us to understand from this one ayat. The first of them, the first point that we have to understand, is that concerning the ahkam and concerning the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing that will come again to increase it. Our salat, it is 5 times a day, it is not going to be 6. Fasting in the month of Ramadan is fard. Fasting in Muharram, it will never become fard. Ahkam and laws, they are fixed. They are at a certain peak and they are at a certain place. They are just like that. There is no nuqsan to it. Neither will there be any ziyarat and any increase with this. It is going to remain just like that. It is going to remain fixed just as how it is. The second thing from this one ayat is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, His favors He has completed upon us. That this deen and this religion of Al-Islam, no matter what anyone may do to try to destroy it, What any people may do to try to take it away, this Islam, it will have that endurance. It will have that stability in it, that it is going to last the whole expanse of time. It is not going to fade away. It is going to remain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this. And the third point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to grasp, to show how complete, to show how it is that this Islam is, Allah says, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ مَدِينَ, that in order for salvation, in order for you and I to really enjoy that land of eternal bliss, in order for you and I to really get Jannah and paradise, Allah says, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ مَدِينَ. Islam, this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only way that you and I will be able to attain bliss, the only way that you and I will be able to attain salvation, it is through this Islam. So what details Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went in, demonstrating and pointing out to you and I how complete this Islam is. Not just the religion alone, as well as the individual, the man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to demonstrate this perfect Islam, he was also perfect. No defects in him, no kinks in him. He was extremely good. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, the entire world, they are looking for role models. The entire world, they are turning their eyes to someone to follow. People, they will see an athlete. They will see a fantastic football player. Magnificent at his field. People will begin to emulate him. I want to be just like him. Because of just one fan, just because he can do one thing good. People will see a singer, beautiful voice, extremely eloquent. The entire lives now is based upon emulating that person. Want to be just like this individual. You ask a person in the field of architect, who is the greatest man alive? He will tell you someone in that particular field, some great architect. You ask a person in the field of medicine, who is the greatest individual on the face of this earth? This person, he will tell you, some great doctor who have performed 1,000 brain surgeries. He is the greatest man. Every different fan and every different art form, every different skill, you ask the person in that field, he will tell you the greatest man is the head of that field. But as a believer, as a person recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognizing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first name that's supposed to always come to our minds and come to our heart, it is that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Disbelievers, they recognize the worth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They recognize the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the Battle of Hudaybiyah, Urwa was captured. He was now living amongst the people at that time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was now let loose. He went back to the Quraysh now. When it is he went back to the Quraysh, he started to tell them. He says, I have been to the Caesars. I have been to the Cairos. I have also been to the kings of Abyssinia. I have been to their lands and I actually see with my own eyes how it is that these people, they treat their kings. How it is the reverence that they have for their kings. He says, but I have never ever seen a people in my entire life, although I have been to all these different places, I have never ever seen a people treat their king like how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and whom they treat their king and they treat their master. That he will be performing wudu. The droplets of water that will fall from his limbs, they will fight for it. The mucus that he will spit, they will all rush for it. I have never ever seen anyone in my entire life treat their king like how these people are treating this man Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Disbelievers, they recognize the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hercules, disbeliever also, questioning Abu Sufyan. Questions upon questions he will place to Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan, not even a Muslim. Every single thing he will tell Hercules just as how it is. At the end of the long discussion, Hercules then say, I recognize this man, that indeed he is a Nabi and he is great, and this very parcel of land that I am standing upon, he will be the king of it one day. They recognize his worth. They recognize how much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worth. Plants, trees recognize the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will stand up. He will place his hand on a dead palm tree for many jummah, just as how he will do, that's taken support upon it. A minbar is now built for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul, he now ascends the minbar. All of a sudden, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they hear a cry. A loud cry is coming. Where is this cry coming from? A dead palm tree is crying. Why? Because the Rasul, he was to recline and touch upon this tree. Now he is not even touching upon this tree. This dead palm tree is now crying. No more sohbat. No more touching with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again. Rasul has to go towards this tree. Consoling this tree, how does Rasul console this tree? He then tells this tree and asks this tree, do you want to be a tree from Jannah and Paradise? Will you stop your wailing and crying? If it is, I make you part of Jannah and Paradise. This dead palm tree says yes. Upon that, now this dead palm tree, it stops crying. Inanimate things, trees recognize the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man, he is guarding a flock of sheep. A wolf now comes and starts running down one of these sheep. He holds it down. The shepherd now, he comes towards this wolf and starts to run this wolf. This wolf, he now turns towards this man and he asks this man. He says, what will protect this sheep from me tomorrow when it is you will not be here? The man, he becomes astonished now. A wolf is speaking to me. An animal is speaking to me. The wolf tells this man, he says, you are recognizing my speech to be astonishing. What is more astonishing? Rasul is across the next side of this mountain and you are not even journeying towards him. More astonishing. Animals recognize the word of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They recognize him. You and I who testify, you and I who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you and I who recognize this deen of Islam to be perfect, you and I who recognize al-Islam, you and I who recognize that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no other way is better than the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When then will the realization of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come into our hearts? When will our lives start to be patterned just like the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When will we have any sort of resemblance towards him? All of these people, disbelievers, inanimate things, animals recognize the value of him. You and I who recognize the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as part of his ummah, when will the true reality hit our hearts? When will it dawn upon us now that we start making our entire lives just like the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But it just doesn't stop there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is that he starts to talk to his Nabi, when it is that he talks towards his Anbiya alayhi wasalam, he says, Salaman ala Musa wa Harun. He says, peace, salutations upon Musa and Harun. Salamun ala Ilyasin. Peace and salutations upon Ilyasin. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Peace upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. Adab and respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He addresses his Anbiya alayhi salam with. When it now comes towards his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibullah, the entire kalam and the entire speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it goes through a transformation that is far different. So wide, scope of it far exceeds the difference from the heavens to the earth. Allah says, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. That certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not restricted to him alone, not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ His angels as well. يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي All of them, they now send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A master is talking about his abd and his servant like this. It shows the great worth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He has for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adam alayhi salam, he is sent down towards the face of the earth. Adam alayhi salam, he is now asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I seek forgiveness from you in the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Adam, How do you recognize Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it is I haven't even created him as yet? How do you know him? How do you recognize him? Adam alayhi salam, he says, When it is the ruh and the soul was blown into me, when it is that I got life, and I raised my eyes towards your arsh, upon your arsh I saw la ilaha illallah, that there is no ilah, there is no deity, there is no one to be worshipped excepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I saw Muhammad Rasulullah, that Muhammad is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adam says that you are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are attaching another name with your name. For you to do such an action, it shows the worth of this man. It shows the worth of this creation. That is why I am asking for forgiveness in his name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells Adam alayhi salam, He says, O Adam, had it not been for this man called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Adam, you will not have been created. O Adam, had it not been for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this entire universe will not have been created. You and I are part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as I said in the beginning, sometimes because of our ignorance, sometimes because of our weakness of faith, weakness of iman, we do not recognize the worth of this favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you and I. And what a time it is. What a time we are living in. To start by getting our lives. Just as how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated and taught us how to live. What a time it is. For us to start making a little bit of change in our lives now. And start back getting our lives to resemble the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Start to come back again. The entire world is looking for a role model. Our deen, it is complete. Our deen has a role model in it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes, however, when it is we hear about practicing one more sunnah, we say why it is we have to practice a sunnah. Why it is we have to bring these things into our lives. I already have iman in my heart. I am already good. I don't have to do anything again. What about then a person? He has a glass of water. This glass of water, it contains mineral water. It contains Zamzam water. Purest of water. Outside of this glass, it is dirty. Outside of this glass, it is nasty, despicable, and stink. Will anyone put their lips towards that glass and take a sip of water, although it is Zamzam water? Although it may be mineral water, no one will do such a thing. Why then when it comes to Islam, when it comes to our deen, we suffice for just saying, I am sufficient with my inside being clean and my outside it can be and resemble any other thing. Why then do we do that to our religion? Our religion which is so complete. The role model for you and I who is so complete. Why then do we push it aside? Why then do we take every other thing excepting what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us about? Why do we do such? Why do we make our resemblance like the resemblance of every other thing? It is because sometimes we don't recognize the worth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, you and I, we have to try. We have to make a concerted effort to start back again. Getting the realization of who is the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Start back bringing back our lives, just as the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this is done, Islam will start back to become burnish. Islam, it will start back to become bright once again. Islam will start back to shine, and people will be able to recognize and see from the outside that's Islam. No defects in it. It is not barbaric. It is not harsh. Rather, it is not something that a person just chooses. Rather, our Islam, it is a way of life. I hope and pray that through these few words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He puts back the spark in our hearts again to start back having the realization, the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Start back again, coming back towards the completeness of our deen, which is al-Islam. I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us the understanding of the shortness of this life, that we start immediately to change our lives for the better and to start staying away from that all the ills. I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He lets us live with Iman, die with Iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with perfect Iman. Wa akhir da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.